Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing real good as we get into April here. It's hard to believe this year seems to be going very quickly to me.
I know. Easter is past already.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah, Easter was early this year, but now we've all got to get ready for Mother's Day. Don't forget about Mom.
Good point. I think I still have to send a card from last year.
You better get busy.
Beat me with sticks.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble. All right. Well, the cover story this week I see very important. We got a couple of events this week that are designed for veterans.
Yeah, on Thursday and Friday, veterans and then also families of veterans. And you can also be a current military person who's close to getting out who wants advice too. And they're both free. On Thursday, it's all-day thing from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Hotel Encanto up on Telshore. There's what is called the Business Development Workshop. And essentially, that is an all-day workshop to help people who are, want to start a business or who already have one and want to expand it or who already have one and are having trouble with it. And it's just going to be a bunch of different topics gone over throughout the whole day, and lunch will be provided. And so, you know, veterans who maybe say, hey, I'd like to have a business I got to start, but I don't know where to begin. And they can go to this thing and get an all-day sort of a quick overview on where to go and what direction to pursue. And there are places here in town like SCORE and SBDC and West are places that help people do the same thing. So this will maybe point them in some of that direction. And it's open to, like I said, you know, service-connected disabled veterans, active duty, retired women veterans, family members. So that's a good one. So that's all day on Thursday at Hotel Encanto. And then on Friday at City Hall up on the second floor, there's going to be an event. It's the fourth year they're having it. And it is called the Veterans Information Fair. And it's really not even all business. It's about just about anything veterans might need to know about veteran services, veterans health, all that sort of stuff. And there'll be 43 different service providers on hand, like the VA and stuff. But there are also going to be people there who are going to be hiring. Union Pacific's going to be there. I don't know if all these people are hiring, who's hiring and who's not, but there will be private companies there. Goodwill will be there, you know. So you have, you know, you have Allstate on one hand and the Alzheimer's Association on the other hand. So it's just all kind of information for people to go roam around booth to booth, table to table. And if they have questions, that's a good time to do that. And that one's on Friday. It's also free. It's noon, 9 a.m. to noon at City Hall.
All right. Very good. And if you need to double check on the time and place for this stuff, it's in today's Las Cruces Sun News or at lcsun-news.com. So
there you
we
go.
Check that out. All right. In the profile this week, you got a chance to profile some busy bees.
What's interesting is when I first became business editor, boy, it's been about 7 years now. More than that now. It's crazy. I met this couple, and they're still going strong, Benny Munoz and Margo Bencomo. They've been a couple for a long time, and about 7 years ago or so, they started this business. And they just realized, hey, people need help. And that's basically all it is. They're not contractors. They're not landscapers or plumbers or anything. They just help people around the house. It can be everything from helping somebody move to buying groceries for somebody. You know, I've known somebody who needed food picked up and delivered from a place that doesn't deliver, and they went and did that for them. They can cut your grass. They can rearrange your closet, clean your garage. Basically, busy bees. That's what their name is, and that's what they do. A little bit of jack of all trades. What they say is they do the honeydews that your honey won't do. I think that's their saying. So,
hence the name. They're not just busy, but the honey.
That's
connection.
Right. And they're not going to redo your roof or anything. But there's a lot of stuff they can do, and it's interesting that they've gone this long with this. There's a lot of people who just need help, even if it's domestic duties. And there's interesting, there's one story, they've had people who, like, the spouse went away and they came and cleaned out the garage or rearranged all the closets or cleaned the house for them. You know what I mean? And the person came home and was like, oh, everything's clean. And, you know, so
now, is this a part of a franchise?
No.
This is their own thing,
this
right
is their
here.
Own thing, yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, that sounds useful for folks who need a host of things done around the house.
It's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, in what's new this week, there is no doubt, if anyone wondered, does the Las Cruces area have a craving for hot dogs? Wonder no more, because your what's new answers that question, and it's a resounding yes.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more hot dog places, too. But Chicago Southwest Grill, which is downtown, was the second location. Originally, LeVar Washington is the gentleman's name, and he started Chicago Southwest Gourmet Hot Dogs and Smoothies up on Loman. It used to be Java Juice. And he still has, you know, some of their drinks and everything he sells up there. And it's in the same plaza as Covenant Health across the street from Dion's. Well, then he opened another one last year downtown where Lorenzo's used to be on Amador. And now there's a third one on the way over on University where Taste of India used to be. And for a real brief time, there was a Mexican restaurant in there, too. 1001 East University Avenue. And he's putting in a third Chicago Southwest Grill hot dog location. And they're going to expand the menu. They're going to have french fries and hamburgers and stuff. Mm. And a little like student lounge kind of place inside because it's a bigger location. So,
all right. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah, really. And we have Maurice's is a store at the mall. They finally opened. It's a clothing store. There's a store called Ceramics Plus, which is moved from, it was on the 900 block of South Main Street to 125 East Idaho Avenue. And you can do all kind of ceramic stuff there, obviously. And then here's a couple things that have already been reported, but Dickerson's Barn Event Center is now going to have a sports institute inside it. That'll be opening soon. It'll have indoor baseball pitching and batting, and that people can receive help, and there's batting cages and all kind of stuff. And one last thing, Sapphire Energy. Of course, we know them out on the West Mesa. They've got $144 million in funding. Huh. Which is like a second level of funding for them. So that helps them going forward with a huge facility they're building out south of Deming near Columbus, New Mexico, to grow algae and try to convert it into fuel.
All right. Good stuff. In Babbling Brook this week, a reminder, if you don't have those taxes done, the clock is ticking, but you have some help for us.
Yeah, 1 week from tomorrow is filing deadline, believe it or not. Mm. And if you miss... If you don't file on time, you know, you get penalties for every day you miss. And also, even if you owe and can't pay, there's interest and charges that could be. But the IRS says it's very important that even if you can't pay, still file, for one thing. Secondly, you know, you have time to apply for an extension this week. You can even do it online. Go to irs.gov, you know, follow the proper buttons and everything it tells you to do. It's a pretty easy to navigate website, and you can even file for an extension online, and that gives you till October to file then. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay till October, but then you can also find places on there where you can even set up a payment plan, potentially. The IRS has really changed, and I'm not an IRS apologist by any stretch of the imagination, but they have changed thanks to public and congressional pressure to become a lot more customer friendly.
All right. And the website again is irs.gov.
That's
Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.